This is Roadside Attraction, written by Keiko Demonia and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Waxer/Boyle. Notes. This is for the Waxer-Boyle Month Week 2 prompt, Space Road Trip. Rubbing the sleep from his eyes, Waxer yawns. You were right about leaving early, he says, sipping his calf as he and Boyle walk through the civilian spaceport. Coruscant never really sleeps, but the gray pre-dawn sky is relatively free of traffic, and the voices of their fellow travelers are hushed. Drinking from his own plastifoam cup, Boyle smirks. Course I was, he huffs. Waxer grins. Remind me again why I suggested we tour the galaxy, just you and me? Masochism, Boyle quips, arching an eyebrow. Must be, Waxer says, nodding as he leans in to bump their shoulders together. Boyle sags back in the pilot's seat, closing his eyes. His shoulders ache and his temples throb after navigating 3 hyperlane junctions in as many hours. But they're finally on the route that terminates at a remote planet known for its black soil and iridescent vegetation. Standing from the co-pilot's seat, Waxer grips Boyle's shoulder. Come on, he says. Let's get some rest. With a glance at Waxer's hand, Boyle looks up. It's their first time flying the ship this far, and Waxer looks tired too. Exhaling, Boyle nods. Waxer smiles, and Boyle follows him to their tiny bunk room. Packing up camp is as familiar as breathing, even if their gear is no longer gar issue. Waxer secures the condensable tent into his bag and slings it over his shoulder. Triple-checking the remains of their fire for embers, he pauses again to take in the shimmering riot of color all around. Prismatic morning light filters through the trees like something out of a dream. Crouched over his own pack nearby, Boyle fastens it and stands. Pink hues splash across his face as he meets Waxer's gaze, and they exchange silent, easy nods before turning to hike back to the ship. Paying the entrance fee, Boyle directs their ship into the Conservation Zone's hyperlane. It leads to coordinates where they can safely observe a symbiotic binary, a red giant star being slowly devoured by its companion white dwarf. It seems a little gruesome, but when they arrive in real space 15 minutes later, Boyle's jaw drops. Wow, Waxer breathes. Wide-eyed, Boyle nods. An arc of light stretches from the distant giant, swirling around a brilliantly incandescent speck. Glowing jets flare out to either side into the vastness of space. It's mesmerizing. Almost as mesmerizing as the open, unabashed wonder on Waxer's face. Wanna look around? Waxer asks, nodding toward the refueling station's shops and food stalls. The Rhydonium their ship runs on requires careful handling, so the station workers told them the process would take about 30 minutes. Might as well, Boyle replies. After trying out a kebab stand, they wander through shops full of trinkets, snacks, holobooks, and guides to nearby attractions. Scrolling through a brochure, Waxer chuckles. Look, he says, smacking Boyle's arm to get his attention. Boyle shuffles closer, snorting a little at the title. Authentic Separatist Droids and Weaponry Exhibit, huh? Grinning, Waxer shrugs. Could be good for a laugh. Boyle glances at Waxer to see him clamping a hand over his mouth. The crinkles at the corners of his eyes are impossible to hide, though, and anyone paying attention will know he's laughing at the authentic display before them. Eyeing the row of deactivated droids, Boyle mutters, "It is pretty bad." Waxer snorts, moving his fingers just enough to hiss, I can't believe they gave an E5 rifle to a B2. With so many clones in the galaxy, Boyle says, you'd think they could have asked at least one of us to check their accuracy. Shoulders shaking, Waxer snickers. The Gordian Reach is a tangle of hyperlanes, so they've been making a lot of short, precise jumps on their way to Kushiba. While Waxer is perfectly capable of handling their dinged-up ship, he doesn't mind that Boyle prefers to pilot, but after hours of hopping from system to system, Waxer insisted on taking over for a while. Turning to Boyle, who's slumped in the co-pilot seat, Waxer smiles. Boyle's lips are parted in sleep, and the bag of moss chips in his lap looks in danger of falling, so Waxer reaches out to carefully slip it from his fingers. Well, Waxer says, getting all the way to Boonta without any major repairs is pretty good. His tone seems deliberately light as they step into the dusty street outside of the mechanic shop. Frazzled as Boyle is, he has to admit that Waxer is right. Sighing, he nods. Yeah, just wish we could fix this ourselves. Waxer shrugs. We fixed what we could. With a fond smile, Boyle shakes his head and rests his hand on the small of Waxer's back. Spotting a flickering sign that reads, Best flambéed collipod outside of Hut Space, he says, Come on, let's get some food. They run into a group of clones and end up staying two nights on Boonta. Late into the second evening, Waxer is pressed to Boyle's side in a crowded booth with cracked seats. The table is sticky, but the drinks are good, and the voices of brothers are warmer than the desert air. Best of all, Boyle's arm is around his waist, and when Waxer lays his hand on Boyle's thigh, meandering inward and upward, he feels Boyle's breath hitch. Sighting an early morning takeoff window, they say goodbye and stumble back to the ship. Boyle tastes like sweet wine. The ship's second bunk has turned into storage space, and Boyle finds that long hyperspace jumps are a lot less boring since Boonta. Still, as much as he's enjoyed exploring and mapping Waxer's body, moments like this are somehow even better. Slurping soup from disposable cups, they're following a snowy path to the local tourist attraction, an ancient towering fungus grove. Beside Boyle, Waxer is bundled up, but despite his flushed cheeks and the snow dusting his clothes, his smile seems content. Meeting Boyle's gaze, Waxer reaches out. Their gloved fingers twine together, and Boyle can't help but smile back. Though Scarif is mostly tropical, the evening breeze is chilly after the day's sun and warm waves. Tugging the blankets higher, Waxer hums as Boyle's arm curls around his shoulders. From the roof of their ship, Waxer can see the entire length of the curving beach. All that rippling sand is painted orange by the sunset, and the only footprints are those he and Boyle left. Slow as the incoming tide, Boyle's hand begins to skim along Waxer's bare skin. The sun sinks, and Waxer sighs against Boyle's lips. As the sky darkens, he lies back, blanketed by Boyle's warmth. After months of hopping around the galaxy, Boyle lands the ship on smooth sandstone. Beyond the viewport, broad mesas and hardy scrub ripple in the midday heat. Blue banners stretch across a gap in the rocks, overhanging a tidy road. It's weird, huh? Waxer says from the co-pilot's seat, arriving somewhere and knowing we don't have to pack up and leave soon. Boyle nods. Yeah. They've been on the move for years, since the war began. Well, Waxer says, his expression bright. Should we grab our packs? Smiling, Boyle replies, Let's leave them for now. We've got plenty of time. The end.